Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you. I think that's the Moody Blues bringing us back there. I think that's who that is. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're spinning some platters and rock and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check that out. Please subscribe to my newsletter, folks. It's free. We've been doing that. We've never missed a publication on Sunday afternoon. It'll come to you about around 4 or 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. For 18 and a half years, I haven't missed an edition. So I hope you'll check that out and subscribe. It's free. And if you don't like it, you can unsubscribe, and I won't even know about it. You'll just wander off into the night, and I won't even know about it. And all the other things that are there. We've got thousands of archives and past shows we've been collecting now for over 20 years. Thousands of articles that I've written or that my Brain Trust members have written. Thousands of Brain Trust members that you can connect with. You can go in, you can follow them all the way back to their suite on our site and click on their own websites. We don't mind you going over to work with them. You can leave our site and go spend some time with them. I mean, it's a resource. It's an amazing, there's no other resource like our website. We've been building it for almost 21 years. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you can't remember that, you remember my name, jimblasingame.com. We'll get you there, too. So check that out. My new books, The Third Ingredient, is available now, folks, and I hope you check it out. It's won 5 international awards. I'm really proud of that. I hope you don't mind me saying that. But that's a lot. I put a lot of work into that book, and I think you'll like it. If you own a smartphone, if you have electricity in your house, this book is for you. It's not just it's a business book, but it's not a business book. It's for everybody. The message of that book is for everybody who's going to be living tomorrow and the next day into the digital age as we leave the analog age. So I hope you check that out. And the website, you can read a little bit more about it at thethirdingredient.com. That's the number 3. So, all right, I want to talk about franchising. Franchising is an American phenomenon. It's an American invention, basically. It's one of the greatest exports that we've given to the world. There's the concept of franchising. Only in America, where we took liberty and turned it into a great resource, into a great phenomenon called entrepreneurship, only in America would we take entrepreneurship and find another variation on that theme and allow more people to be entrepreneurial who aren't so entrepreneurial. I call franchising entrepreneurial coloring inside the lines. So see, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm not I would not be a good franchisee. By the way, a franchisor is a person who creates a franchise. So Ray Kroc, who created the McDonald's franchise organization, he was a franchisor. The McDonald's Corporation is a franchisor. Chick-fil-A, those guys, those are franchisors. The people who own those operations in their local communities, your local Chick-fil-A or McDonald's store is owned by a franchisee. They bought that franchise from the franchisor. So I wouldn't be a very good franchisee because I'm a control enthusiast. I want to have a little more control over my life, but there are people. So it's not for everybody. But if you are not quite capable or not quite willing or interested in starting something from scratch, every single thing from whole cloth, from a blank sheet of paper, and gutting it out and bootstrapping it and all that, building a brand from nothing, if that's not what you are interested in, then you're probably a good prospect for a franchise, to be a franchisee. That means you'll start with a process. You'll start with a brand. You'll start with a market presence. The brand, hopefully the brand franchisor has told the world about their franchise so that when you open the doors, people will say, oh, yeah, there's another one of those companies here. We have our first whatever it is in town, you know, because they've already heard about it, the marketing. The brand's been built. So if you want to have that already, where you've got an established business almost day one, and somebody else tells you how to run the business. If you're a restaurant, they're going to give you the recipe, and you can't change it. If the recipe calls for dill pickles and you think it'd be better with sweet pickles, you can't change it. You have to put dill pickles in there. If you change the recipe, they'll pull your franchise. They'll take it away from you. So that's what I mean by they want you to be an entrepreneur. They want you to take risks. They want you to buy this franchise, and whether you succeed or not is going to be heavily dependent upon your hard work and your smarts. But they're going to give you a coloring book that they want you to color inside those lines. So that's what I mean when I say entrepreneurial coloring inside the lines. I'm an outside the lines kind of guy. See, I'm gonna go outside the lines. I'm not going to stay in the lines. That's the reason why I wouldn't be a good franchisee. But you might be. And being a franchise, the franchise, in my opinion, is one of the greatest exports, one of America's greatest inventions, that millions of people have become wealthy over the decades, more than a century of franchising. No telling how many people have become wealthy or at least independent, at least made a darn good living by being a franchisee. And we've exported this to the world. And America doesn't get enough credit for that, in my opinion. One of the greatest inventions of America was the franchise situation, the franchise concept. When we come back, I'm going to talk about how that can be, how the government could hurt the franchise industry, and the Obama administration tried that. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.